This is the story of the AGF Paradise as they sanguinely explore the stars in search of the destiny thrust upon them by those who sought to obtain Calamity itself. This is Children.
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 Follow the signs.
And welcome back to the sector, everybody. I'm your GM, Jonathan, and I have with me Laura.
Playing Kamala, who hopes that Mother Doria is on our team.
And Luis.
I'm Mohan, and I hope Mother Doria's not on our team. She's going to die in the pit.
And Kylie.
I play Astrid Volstead, and I am indifferent to Mother Doria. I could take her or leave her.
Is she hot?
Last time on Children of the Spine, Eskel catches Astrid up briefly on where he's been and that their parents do not remember them. Astrid beckons the trying and failing to not get caught snooping Mohan and Kamala to come down and greet their old friend. Eskel goes into more detail about what he saw on Tate's, and he thinks that the event depicted there was the same type of event that brought them all to Nadrak as children, but obviously different, as the story was mechs fighting a dragon, and what they saw was a giant space squid versus a giant space whale. He also lets them know that he started having nightmarish visions of a fleshy monster, and the crew of the Paradise catches him up on Pythia, Hyacinth, and Mother Doria. They decide the best course of action at this point is to have Eskel gather his crew and meet them on the Paradise so they can head back to the AGF. But Eskel lets them know that his crew has actually been working odd jobs to help buy a new ship, or maybe they can get their old ship out of the impound.
Heist, heist.
The crew decides that it's time for a heist and reveals to Eskel, oh yeah, we're pirates now. We can do that. Eskel needs a few hours to gather his crew and to give them the news about their late leader Hyacinth, so the Paradise takes a detour to a roving workshop on Ket to get themselves some mechs to prepare for the battle with Pythia. Kamala picks out a light shock mech with tons of metal plating and two big guns. Astrid picks out a pink suit Psy mech with her signature MES sword and Inquisitor probe wings. And Mohan gets a suit specialist mech with some grav engines and medical capabilities that is shaped like a pill with blue on the bottom and yellow on the top.
Ah, oh, that's right, I'm a minion.
And one big eye port for you to see through.
Yeah, the scuba thing.
Yeah.
Christ.
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. That is so awesome.
And since none of them have any skill with piloting, the shopkeep lets them have it out in some baby's first mech suits where they can race around an obstacle course. A race which Mohan yet again does not win. With new mechs and fittings on the Paradise, it's time to pick up Eskel and crew and get their ship back. The heist goes off without a hitch as Kamala hacks the lot's sensors and opens the Skydome exit. Astrid gets Kay and Eskel's crew to the ground, and Mohan has Rasmus obliterate the lot employees. Kay pilots Eskel's ship, the Etta, into orbit. In orbit, they switch back crews and launch into a spike drill with Eskel's ship in tow, having a hollow-to-hollow dinner while they travel back to the AGF. Once there, Cluster Captain Radko hails the Paradise and is surprised, but not surprised, that once again, the Paradise has a whole new group of people ready for the mooring. But things go sour fast when they mention Mother Doria is on board, and Radko sends the flotilla into high alert as the Troika-riddled Spiral Captain of Theology is seemingly back from the dead. And that's where we are now. There's a lot of people coming. Are we going to give her up? What are we doing?
Did he give any explanation as to, like, what she did?
Or... Not that I heard.
I'm assuming if he's coming, it's for a good reason? I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about this person before, despite living here my whole life.
Huh.
Let's get... Is Captain Radko on the way? Is that who's coming right now?
Yeah, I'm on the way. Make sure you don't let her leave.
Why?
She killed about an eighth of the flotilla 10 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Mother Doria.
There is no answer from the quarters that you left her in.
Fuck.
Is she not on the ship any? Oh, fuck. Okay.
I'm locking down the ship.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Right. Oh, God.
Typing.
Oh, God.
Lockdown. Type.
I start running around looking in every, like, closet to see if she's there.
Yeah. Lights go down. Red lights. Emergency
God
lights come
it.
On.
Yep. Every door is locked.
Notice?
Go for it.
Where is it? What? It's 1d6?
No, everything is 2d6. My God.
Do you know how to play this game?
Apparently not.
It's the race. Okay, 2d6. I'm going to notice if there's maybe a note or something, or if she's just standing in a corner.
Or like a shit stain somewhere.
10.
I'll say that that counts preemptively, that you have not seen her come out of her quarters since, like, you arrived in orbit of the flotilla.
Right. In game, we introduced Eskel and all them to Mother Doria.
Yep.
And then I think you did say she just went back into her room.
Yep.
So we don't have escape pods. I know that because we never bought them.
Yep. 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 So she doesn't have a way off the ship without dying in space.
Or she could be so troika'd up that she's...
Oh my God, how
space.
Much drugs does she have on our ship right now?
Okay.
Fuck.
So I just know that she's not, she never left the room, but
right.
She's not answering the door.
Correct.
Kamala, can you just open her door?
I can try.
Yes, please.
Beep, beep, beep. Type, type, type. That is a 11.
Okay, the door opens after you tell the locks to unlock, and you do notice that the locks were locked when you went to go hack them open.
Then over the speaker, I just say, Mother Doria, please come up to the bridge.
And there's no response.
Astrid, could you get a feel for her mental state?
That's probably a good idea. I have to see her.
Oh, you have to see her?
Yes, I have to. It has to be someone that I can see.
Mm.
Would a computer monitor count as seeing?
I guess. I mean, you're like intimately familiar with the layout of your ship. So
yeah.
I think any sight on her would allow Astrid's powers to work.
As a crew, I think understanding her mental state is going to help us understand how we should talk to Captain Radko.
Yeah. The language for the telepathic contact is that a target must be visible or otherwise perceptible to the telepath's unaided senses. So like...
Oh, unaided. Unaided means not a computer monitor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Astrid, let's go to the door.
Yep. I'm going to very carefully enter her room.
Kamala.
Like on full high alert, head on a swivel.
Turn on the light, regular lights, if you could. You're in the bay, correct?
Yeah, I'm staying on the bridge with Kay.
The bridge.
Do you guys need me for anything? Do like a gun, like... Or is Astrid good enough? She's just going to smack her around with her mind.
Yes. I don't think we should shoot her.
Okay.
Smack her around with her my mind.
Yeah.
I could do some pretty good punches, too, if you need it. But otherwise, I'll hang back. I'll follow your lead, Captain.
Do I have punch? I do not. I have stab. I don't want to stab her. So do you have punch?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, come to subdue. I think that would make sense. Kamala, we definitely need you on these comms at all times. We need to approach the situation very carefully.
Yes, Captain.
Astrid.
Yes, sir.
Get a look at her.
Okay.
What am I doing with all of the people from the flotilla that are just outside of our door on the bay?
Leave them. We're on lockdown.
All right, we are. I will tell them to back away from the ship.
They can stay.
You can wait out here, bitches.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll secure the target.
Sorry, Radko, we're not letting anybody in right now until we figure out what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
Give us 5 minutes.
How much gas do we have, Kay?
Well, we just landed, so we only have half.
God damn it.
Astrid slowly creeps into the room.
Mm-hmm. Lights are on, by the way, in this room.
But still very slowly creeping into the room.
Yeah.
Like, just looking for any possible indication that she's been there. I'm assuming I need to roll for this.
You don't need to roll because you open the door and she is laying down on the bed with the VR goggles that Kamala had laying around that she hasn't used.
My hacking goggles.
Wait, she's using the hacking goggles?
Yes.
That bitch.
Oh, no.
I
get those off of her.
I go over and yank them off.
It is pretty... brain bending when you rip someone out of VR like that.
Well, you have not been entirely truthful with us, Spiral Captain Doria.
I would argue that you never asked asked anything about that.
Well, we did ask who you are.
Are we here now?
Yes, and there are some people outside who would very much like to talk to you. But we wanted to find out what's going on first to see if their reaction is warranted or if maybe...
What is their reaction?
Not good for you.
That depends. You don't know what I want.
I think they want to put you in jail. Is that what you want?
It could be.
I mean...
You don't know me?
I'm saying that, like... Okay, you know what? No, I don't know you.
Okay, how about I step in with my talky talk? Mother Doria, what do you want? We have the same goal, to destroy Pythia. I think that's been established.
Correct.
Do you want us to scoot out of here, or do you need to do something here at the AGF?
A reunion with my past comrades might be
What comrades are all dead?
She knows all the other ones.
What?
They're not dead. No. It's fine.
Okay.
Is that retcon or do you want to say that?
I think you say it.
I think I say it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm referring to all of the people she threw into the sun.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Well, when we mentioned your name, like, as a side note saying we had someone else on the ship coming in, Radko very surprisingly was like, she used to be a spiral captain and her entire spiral arm flew into a sun and died. So is that what happened?
Interesting propaganda for sure.
So then what happened from your point of view?
Have you not seen Tosa?
Oh.
We never ceased being a branch. Flotilla just ignored our existence.
Ooh, interesting.
These are the mole people. Right?
No, not the mole people. The priests. The priests, not the mole people.
Taza's the priest. Okay. This is out of... We're going to edit this.
No, we're not. I just want to make sure. Those are the mole people, right?
No. Okay. All right. Yes. Yes. The religion. Yes. We also, first and foremost, are Terrans.
No, we're not.
Yes.
We're not.
I would like to say that we are Terrans.
No, because then Mother Doria wants to kill us. We don't want to be Terrans around Mother Doria.
We're not Terrans around Mother Doria. Thank you, Asma.
I'm right here. I know the kind of nonsense your captain spews.
I'm going to put my foot down. Mother Doria, right. Your priests are all around, and it's fine. It's catching all up here. Give me a minute. Let's turn you over.
You're the captain.
Do you want that? I like you. I think we have a mission to accomplish together. I don't want you to get stuck here. I think we need to do whatever's the most beneficial mutually.
Maybe calm them down so that I might get a chance to talk with my fellow spiral captains once more.
Got it. Kamala, would you kindly find out the situation that's happening outside of our bay doors?
Yeah, please.
Yes, Captain. And then I beep, beep. Messages to Captain Radko. Do you read?
I read. What's going on in there?
You have permission to come aboard. She is not dangerous. She wants to talk.
I'm going to reserve my inhibitions about her being not dangerous. I guess I'm glad I'm welcome on board. You know, my subordinates.
We were in lockdown. We just wanted to ensure your crew's safety before they came aboard.
Are you in alliance with her?
No.
No, we did not know her affiliations beforehand.
I guess that's a relief. I'm coming in.
Boop.
All right, what's going on, guys? Why the lockdown?
Okay, well...
Well, you said that about her, and our first instinct was we need to lock down so that she can't, like, try and sneak out.
Smart. Okay, yeah. I panicked a little there.
Yeah. And then we also were like, what the heck is up with this? Because we knew nothing about it. So we were like, well, maybe we can, A, make sure she's not going to, like, you know, jump out with a knife or something. And B, what the heck is happening, like, from her side? Because we don't know anything about it. So figured it's always better to learn both sides of an argument.
Yeah, you know, That's exactly what I would expect out of you guys. So where is this treasonous criminal?
Before we say anything, I'm going to send a text to Kamala with our, from the compad.
You can
mind link.
Yeah.
I'm going to mind link text to Kamala through the compad with my mind.
It's probably better not to have a paper trail or a digital trail.
And I'm going to ask, can you look up if there is a reward for her?
That's a good point. Yeah, I definitely check.
Okay.
Just give me a roll just to see if she does. That's not something that I know.
That's a flat six.
So she doesn't, because you're hoping she has a reward. So, I mean, it's the AGF. Like, that's why I was kind of like on the fence about it, because they're trying to be this big secretive pirate organization, so they wouldn't necessarily want to communicate.
Oh, yeah, that makes
any
sense.
Any of that. So, like, yeah. Unless she's done anything crazy otherwise, which
she killed an eighth of the...
No, she didn't.
But no one...
She didn't. But they think
but
she did.
They think she did.
Yeah.
But also, they don't want anyone to know about their existence.
She would have to have, like, a 20 million berry... reward on her.
Barry.
Barry? Okay, one piece.
No, this was like a decade ago, and they were just like, fuck.
True, yeah. Yeah, so we have her. She's in the room. No. The two of us are in a room. He's in the bay. He's in the bridge with you, right? Where does the door connect?
I just assumed you guys met him at the door because you've all been talking.
Yeah, we're not going to leave Mother Doria in her room.
We left her with Rasmus.
Yes, we did. Okay.
So that he can punch your lights out if she tries to run.
Okay, all right, so we did. We're meeting Captain Radko at the door.
That was a journey.
We're great at placement.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Welcome to the paradise.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you guys? Just bring her out.
Do you want to go to her or do you want us to bring her out?
We need her. She's going to jail.
Yes.
Like, that's just what's going
to
happen.
She is okay with doing that. She said she wanted to talk to her old comrades. Is that you?
No, that would be the other
Spiral captains.
Right?
Can you set up a meeting with the other Spiral captains once she's in jail?
I have a feeling they'll want to speak to her once she's contained.
She'll go peacefully as long as you get rid of, like, the 20 armed people that are outside the
store. Yeah, however, we can't do that because, like, I mean, maybe we could. Have you made sure she has no troika on her?
Absolutely not. We have not.
We have no freaking clue what to look for.
Oh, my
is that a
fucking
thing?
God.
Is that a thing we're supposed to be looking for?
Yeah. Do you want to go shake her down? Because I don't even know what that is.
We need more people in here if you have not cleared her of troika.
What is
troika?
It's only a drug that gives you psychic abilities and makes you go insane if you take it too much. So...
why ever would anyone need that? We all have... Wait, no, we don't all have psychic abilities. Never mind.
She seems pretty sane.
For now.
To
in
you.
In this moment.
To me, yeah. I have a very bad threshold.
Yeah. Okay, quick question, Radko. So, she claims that her crew members never flew into the sun, and in fact, they're all living their lives.
It is hard to believe someone that poisoned the entire flotilla with a drug like this, so...
Woof. Okay. All right, yeah, have that. Please, take her away.
Have you ever listened to the word of the Taza, though?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what that is.
Sweet beef Jesus.
Unenlightened.
Rasmus, please bring her up, hands behind her back.
All right. Come on, you. Let's go.
Okay, here you go. And... how about the check?
Can I scan her?
Yes.
For like shit.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
With my total.
She probably has some. I don't know if she's used the bathroom.
My little metal tool. What the fuck? My little metal.
I'm also gonna grab out my bioscanner's not gonna do anything with the drug. No. Okay, never mind.
What do you have?
I don't know.
Scanning her with.
Yeah.
What are you scanning
fucking
with?
Space machine?
Space machine.
Our ship doesn't just.
I have
you guys don't have a med bay.
Taking that back?
Our ship can have
whatever you want our ship to have.
I do have a med kit. That's not going to help.
No.
Listen, I got
I
a meta tool.
Nope.
Yeah, the meta tool.
Listen.
It's meta.
It's like a screwdriver.
The meta tool can be whatever you want because
it's meta. I take out my binoculars and I just look really closely.
I have a surface scanner. Can that do anything?
Okay, I pat her down.
There you go.
Okay.
And I check her pockets for dust.
And because Kamala knows how to hide things on her own body as an assassin.
Smart.
Oh, wow.
What'd you get?
Ooh.
11 straight.
Oh, yeah. So you pull out... quite a few little baggies of Troika.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Kamala! Look at tripping balls. Yikes. Wait, give me one of those.
No, this is why.
Give me one of those. I'm going
I'll
to.
I'll be taking that, and Radko takes it.
I'm going to perform.
Okay, Dad.
No.
I'm going to perform, and I'm going to trip into him and take a bag.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck yes. That's 11, 12. That's a 12.
Well, this would be a sneak, by the way, not a perform.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a performer.
No.
I can mimic the fall.
Okay, so he knows that you mimic the fall, take
yes.
it from his possession, Wait. And goes, Mohan, give it back.
What if I talk to him?
Wait, no. While he's doing that, can I use my sneak and grab one of the bags?
What the fuck is happening? I just want a bag of Troika.
They want drugs,
they
is what
want
they want.
Drugs.
We play with druggies.
I think we need to investigate that. That's why I'm like.
You can get some Troika on the flotilla.
Oh, okay.
In moderated amounts that are approved by a dispensary.
So not just a random baggie full of an unknown quantity.
Yeah.
Okay, here
That's
you go.
That's probably smart.
I kind of trust that more than the dispensary stuff. Dispensary stuff is too processed.
I like it dirty.
You are dirty.
Yes.
Here you go,
And
Radko.
I'm going to mutiny.
Thank you, Kamala. Now,
Fine.
I'm going to call the rest of the guard up here and bring her into custody. Is that okay with you, Spiral Captain Doria?
Meh.
Whatever.
How high are you right now, Mother Doria?
You pulled me out of the VR.
That's true.
That's true. That might not have... What happens if you get abruptly torn out of a VR?
It doesn't feel great, I'll tell you that.
You were using my VR?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You just left it in there as a storage room you put me in.
Yeah.
What were you hacking?
Oh, I wasn't using it for hacking.
She was just playing a game high on drugs.
Sport art online.
Spinecraft. Okay, I'm sorry.
You almost made me get trapped in the game.
Die in the game, you die in real life?
That's right, you know. What is your guild handle?
Get off our
Jelly
ship.
Ranchers.
Fine, take me away. What did I know you as before? Wasn't it Orbital Worker Yavor?
Aww. He's come a long way in the world, bitch. You better be nice.
I'm just not going to listen to her, so take him away, boys. You just see that she gets brought off through a line of guards that you recognize as the same guard units that followed the Spiral Captains around when you guys first got introduced to Spiral Captain Beatrice Butler and Cluster Captain Yavor Radko. So they're all in that uniform, and they all drag her away towards the spiral arm that houses the jail.
And Radko leaves with them? Or are we like, are we just left alone?
Do you want to be alone?
No, I'm just asking.
Radko can leave with them.
I don't think there's anything we need to do with Radko, right?
I know we
Oh, there's something that you need to do, and that's fill out reports for, like, the last six missions that you've done.
Shit, I forgot.
I have fines up the wazoo coming from Beatrice here.
We should get, like, so many rewards. We did so good.
Maybe if you filled out your damn paperwork, you would.
Okay, how do we fill this out?
Louise!
Also... His first name's what? Yavor?
Yavor.
Yavor.
What a stupid first name.
Fuck you, Mohan. He says
that's
he's like walking
know.
Away.
That's why I was like, are we alone?
Christ.
All right, crew. We've all submitted our reports. Feeling good about it. Captain Radko, how are we sitting? We've just submitted 5 reports, I believe.
Yeah, I got all 5 of them from all of you. You're leaning, a little bit. You're still solidly in sanguinity. You're still under me. You're doing good with your mean. All the numbers are checking out. You belong here, as crazy as that makes me sometimes. You belong here. I will say there's quite a bit of audacity in you all now, and there's also some dependability, which maybe you picked up from Havelock being your first interaction with us, but... Yeah, you're sanguinity mean, which means good old Captain Radko is still here to be your mentor.
I'm sorry.
For bringing Cluster Captain. Is it Cluster? Cluster Captain?
Spiral Captain.
For bringing
Doria.
For bringing Whirlpool Starship Commander Doria.
Might as well be her title. She's a friggin' wackadoo.
Do we get another pizza party?
Well, I'm gonna pay you about, I think it's 5,000 gorp per mission, so that's another, or per mission per person.
5,000
so.
Gorp per mission? That's so cheap.
Per person.
Per person.
Oh.
Yeah, 5,000
okay.
So per 25,
person. 25,000 each.
Okay, okay, yeah. Never mind. I thought it was per mission. I was like, no.
No, and you already got paid for the assassination, you got paid for mm-hmm. the, you know, you technically already got paid for the doing the transmitting the ammo. It's been yeah. so long. Mm-hmm.
So
you got like the pay from those jobs, like doing them physically, mm-hmm. and then this is the stipend that the AGF gives just for ticking a box.
Okay, so we each get 5,000 per mission. We did 5 missions, which means that we have what, 25K each?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I'm going to put...
And that's for your main crew, so that does include Hulla and Rasmus.
Okay.
And K.
I am going to put 24K into our ship fund. I'm only keeping 1,000. What about you, hacker?
I will also put in 24,000, and then...
Fucking cop again.
I will also put in 24,000. That way we're all in square.
Everybody's jacking my style, man.
Well, I'm just putting, I don't really need the money, so I'm putting all of my 25K in.
You're off the crew.
I am assuming that I will keep a little bit more just to buy ourselves a non-squidded fridge.
Good thought, Hulla.
Selfish? Off the crew.
No shellfish no. involved in this one, Captain.
Shellfish.
Fuck, I hate you.
A fridge is probably like 200 gorp.
Well, if we're talking like a mini fridge, yeah.
I
but if we're talking
could
like
just revamp the entire cafeteria area.
Ooh, I
you
like that idea.
You have done quite a number on it before I became your chef.
We should do that. You should keep your money and we should do that because that would
all
be
right,
good.
So he'll keep the full. We're not going to take anything from him.
That would be good.
A 25,000 gorp remodel sounds great.
Okay. I like this plan.
And then the last is Rasmus. What's Rasmus doing with his?
I'm going to get me some wrapped bagger. You know it. Just some real premium stuff. Okay. Maybe some figures. You want a figure shelf? That'll live everything up.
So we'll.
Not if you're.
So he'll submit 5,000 to the fund, and he's going to keep the 20. Because figurine shelves are expensive.
Yeah, and I'll work on entertainment stuff, not just my own. I'll get some cool stuff for maybe a holo projector to watch movies and stuff.
Board
like
games.
One just for a theater. Yeah, the board games. Yeah. I love board games.
So that right. when we are in deep space, we do not kill each other again.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Things got pretty tense a few of those spike drills, so I want it to be less tense.
So ship fund now stands at 1,336,000.
Nice.
Okay, how many crew members do we have right now, and what is our expense for having each crew member, like all the crew? What is our current cost?
The current cost for upkeeping the crew and the ship is about 32,000 gorp.
So it costs us 32K per phase. We have 1.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when you guys do jobs, I put almost all of my money towards that crew upkeep.
Right. So we don't really need to worry about that. We have plenty of money for that. We do need an engineer, though. Should we fill out like a flyer, or do you think we can just meet somebody organically at...
Put something on Spindeed.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Why don't we talk to Abigail and... Chutney, and see if they have any leads on any engineers who are looking for a new crew.
All right, let's do that.
We should tell Eskel to come in as well. They're still docked.
Eskel and his crew need to do the mooring.
Yeah.
So, Eskel. Bring.
What's going on? Why did everybody, like, swarm our ships?
Don't worry about it. We had a thing. It's fine. It's taken care of now.
Okay.
You don't need to think about it. He doesn't. What? What does he need to know? Your sister throwing her hands in the air, acting like I should tell you. All right, I'll tell you. We were harboring a murderer.
We were harboring a fugitive.
And it's fine now. So
Can we dock?
Yes.
Please.
Doc, I need you to go to the vending machine in aisle 17 to do the mooring.
What?
I'll drop a pin.
Okay.
There you go. Go to this.
Where are we?
Okay.
Oh.
Our dumbass captain can't seem to explain things nicely.
I don't need to explain anything extra. Go to this vending machine.
Why would
and
he
figure
do
it out?
If you're not telling him why it's important.
Then Astrid, is it okay for us to go to this vending machine?
Yes, it's how you
we'll go to the vending machine.
Done.
It's how you get placed within the pirate bureaucracy.
They'll figure it out when they get there.
What if they don't want to become pirates?
It's an adventure.
Is it dangerous?
Yes.
Well, it might be for you guys.
What?
We did see Pythia for the first time there. So just like be prepared that you might have like a weird flesh monster in your dream.
This is exactly why I didn't want to explain it.
It's better if they're prepared.
What did you guys do?
I'm cutting communications off. Figure it out.
Kay saved our asses.
Kay saved us. Yeah.
I was going to say, Kay saved us. Maybe bring someone with you who wasn't from the children planet.
Okay. I'll find somebody.
Great. Figure it out. Hang up.
Eskel.
Hung up.
I'm sending him a different comms message because y'all are going nuts on the comms.
I can also talk to him about my mind, bitch. So
I'm just sending him a message that's like automated. Like, this is the AGF. Don't tell anyone where this is, pirates. Please.
Just the download. Just the quick download of info.
Yes. Here's where you go. Don't fuck with anyone. The Wikipedia page for this.
Eskel just sends back a, I knew I could count on you, Kamala. Thank you.
So you want to be a pirate info sheet.
Yes.
I feel like
pirates for dummies.
I feel like you couldn't communicate with Eskel because you forget about Eskel. You forgot you had a brother for like many missions. I don't think you can communicate with him. I don't think you can. Wait, is that not fair?
It is established in canon that she has practiced with Eskel.
Yes.
So Astrid knows, Kylie doesn't.
Yes, Astrid always remembers she has a brother. Kylie, as a meta-playing human, doesn't.
Okay.
Yes, I'm aware.
All right, you've sent your message.
The bar is closing soon. We should go.
Yes.
All right.
I gotta see.
All right, so you guys take a walk down to the Lucky Meteor, home of some other people that you have brought to the AGF. You approach it, and it just has a big neon sign of a meteor just crashed into a building, but there's just like a bunch of people that like look out from the crash site, and the meteor, it's just a very intricate neon sign that's like flashing everything is going good. And you walk in and there are a lot of people here. Chutney and Abigail have made a huge bar, and there is just tons of music playing, and it almost looks like as you're walking up that the other bars nearby that have all been in this area are sufficiently less crowded, and this is a happening place, the Lucky Meteor is.
Do we get any profit from the Lucky Meteor?
No.
They're not part of your crew. They haven't even done a mooring. They're just citizens of the AGF.
For some reason, I thought they were part.
Nope.
No, they provide you a way to make more money.
Gotcha.
But anyone could go to them for those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody does. It's not just for you guys. It's they have solidified themselves as information brokers.
Astrid, do your thing.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to dance.
I'm going to dance. Perform. I'm going to outperform you. I'm dance battling you.
Nope.
Fuck. 8.
Do I get to add dexterity?
You can.
Sure.
I added charisma.
You also do have to add perform, though.
I added my perform.
7.
8.
See, I'm very...
You both mixed success.
I did better, though.
A little bit. Just a little bit. So you guys walk in, and Mohan and Kamala start dance battling, and just everybody else just kind of like peeks at them and continues doing their own thing. And Astrid, you head up to the bar where Chutney and Abigail are serving drinks and collecting orders.
Hey, guys, we just got back from our however the heck long it's been.
Hey,
mission.
Welcome back, Astrid.
Hi,
this is your first time seeing the place.
I know, it looks amazing. What, like, you guys are doing so good.
It's a lot of fun.
It also seems like it would be a lot of work.
Yeah, no.
No?
No, I just take people's money and have a great time.
I look at Abigail. Is it a lot of work?
It is a lot of work.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Yeah. All right, Chutney, you man the station. I'm going to borrow Abigail for a minute.
All right, have fun, kids. Yeah.
Bye. Astrid grabs Abigail's hand and they go upstairs.
That's okay. Kinky.
Wow. You haven't been this forward before. I see space has changed a girl, right?
I missed you.
That's true. I missed you too. What do you need?
Clam chowder.
Oh my God.
All right, now we have you play the mini game where you make the candle flicker.
Press triangle.
triangle.
Have to like I've never played that game. Do you have to like
circle
press
the
it
analog?
In a,
circle the
in a,
analog
like, in a specific like timing, or is it just like as fast and furious as you can?
That's up to you.
Wow. Oh dear. All right. After the rated R scene, Abigail. So have you? I have two questions for you. Have you heard any mention of this drug called Troika?
Yeah.
Is it, like, really common, or...
Yeah. Anyone can get it here. It's how we link with VR. You did it during the mooring.
Oh, shit. Oh. Okay. All right.
It's what allows the brain technology barrier to break.
Okay. I'm just going to say that I fill her in on everything that we've done since we left.
Yep.
So she knows, like, where this is coming from. Interesting. So then Mother Doria, or I guess Spiral fucking Captain Doria, like, I'm assuming part of the reason she's in trouble is that, like, they were, what, abusing this particular drug?
I've heard some people talk about it, but, yeah, it sounds like it was a bad time. Some people come up to the bar and just cry about their loved ones that were, as far as they know, thrown into the sun, which you're saying maybe wasn't the case. So maybe we'll have some more happy patrons later.
According to her, that didn't happen. They've all become priests of Taza, apparently. I
that
mean,
doesn't sound any better than being flung
no,
into
it
the
really
sun.
Doesn't, but they are still living and breathing. So, like, who knows?
And we cut back to the dancing crew. What do you guys want to do? Whole bunch of people around. Do you want to do anything? Do you want to
pickpocket somebody?
Kamala. I'm on it. Kamala. I'm already pickpocketing someone. Can I have my ring back? I'm using my really terrible dance moves as distract people and then take from their pocket.
I'm using my very incredible dance moves to distract people because I'm incredible. Here's my incredible. I take that back.
Oh, that was... I'm re-rolling.
There you go.
Re-rolling once piece per scene.
Once piece scene?
Once piece scene. Six.
Once piece scene.
12.
Whew.
Wow. What?
Six
That's
plus
a one
four.
To four.
Six plus four plus two.
That's a six?
That's a six, bitch.
Oh.
It's a
okay, I thought it was a one, and I was like, there's no fucking way that you have like a six and perform.
In sneak.
In sneak, she's pickpocketing.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. What are you looking to grab?
I'm just grabbing some money.
All right, you get some money. Everybody here is pirates, so people don't have like that much money just like hanging around on them. Let's say you pick off somebody's last mission rewards. They got a little bit less than that, so like 4K.
Yeah,
they've spent a K after getting their last mission rewards.
Dang,
fuck
girl.
Yeah. Okay, and then I go back to dancing.
I did remember what my other question was.
Okay.
All right. So, doo-doo-doo, back to Abigail and Astrid.
Hit me with that question, babe.
So we are in the market for an engineer. I don't suppose you've heard of any engineers who are looking for a new crew or who have lamented about how awful their current crew was and...
That's every engineer, honey.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, any that are actively looking to switch... Switch positions?
Well, I think your best bet's going to be looking...
I hate you.
Reverse bow, girl.
I hate you.
If you're looking for someone to be running up that hill...
Make a deal with God.
And get him to swap our places.
Your best bet is to, you know, go within your own branch and see if there's anybody.
All right.
Probably your cluster captain would know that. There's a lot. If you're looking for engineers, every single one of them that warms my bar seats, they are sad.
Okay, good, good, good. Radko, we're not his favorite people right now because we did, in fact, forget to fill in our mission reports for 5 missions. So he's a little peeved at us right now. Oops.
Sounds like a good amount of missions to miss.
Yeah, we didn't do so great. Okay.
We're causing a commotion. Ah! Ah! Shit's happening in the bar! Ah!
I'm thinking we should probably go back downstairs and I can babysit my captain.
Yeah, and I can babysit our bar owner because he doesn't really do much without me.
I'm sorry. All right.
Who took my wallet?
So then we go back downstairs.
Where's my wallet?
Everybody's missing wallets.
Jesus Christ. I look daggers at you two and go, don't you dare.
Ah!
And then I motion you guys over so that we can talk to Chutney and Abigail.
Hey, how about we talk after the bar closes? We can close it a little early tonight if you want. There's plenty of other places that would love if we'd send our patrons there.
Okay, we can do that then.
All right, just go have fun for a little bit, and then we can talk business, you know?
Damn right I will. 10 plus 1, 11 plus 2, 13 performance.
Nice.
What are you doing?
You're just having a great time.
I'm having a great old time. And I stole a wallet from you.
Fuck you.
You can't do that with perform.
I can do sneak. I want to steal a wallet from you.
From me.
Nice. 9. What's my sneak? Nothing. So it's minus 1. Intelligence?
Dex.
Is nothing. So I got a 8.
How's that counter sneak going over there?
It's a little higher than an 8.
A little higher than
an 8.
Just Mohan is just like super drunk and just reaching into your pockets and you're just like constantly swatting his hand like a mile away from him even getting close to you.
I think I'm being sneaky though. I'm like trying to disguise it with
so
my dance
close.
Moves, but it's like and you're like, no, stop.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Just wanted to jump in quick to invite you all to join our Discord community. If you want to hang out with us and other fans, go to bit.ly/failedcrits. That's bit.ly/failedcrits, all lowercase. You can also find the normal discord.gg link in all of our show notes. Looking forward to seeing some of you there. And now, back to the show.
Well, I tried to dance and I got a 6, which becomes a 5.
Good.
Abigail just looks at you and just, oh, honey.
That's a 6 for me to also dance. I'm probably tired from dancing for a while. So I'm like,
from pickpocketing for a while.
And then pushing Mohan and being like, I'm just tired. Yep. It's late. It's my bedtime.
And it starts getting pretty late at night. And they usher people out. They flick the lights for a last call. And now it is just all of you in the Lucky Meteor.
All right, Abigail, Chutney. What?
I'm ready. What are you going to lay down on me today?
All right, so you already know about the Troika. Are you pushing Troika here?
No, we don't. There's only one place to get Troika here.
Okay, so it's regulated to that extent.
Yep, very tight.
Okay.
Last time they had a big outbreak, we got told a little bit about this, but the last time there was a big overuse of Troika, they just kind of, all the branches went deficient and they stopped... They just stopped doing anything. There's not even any history for those 2 years. It's there's some people who say that some of the like animals that used to be part of the crew like took over and ran the place for a little bit. It was called the Zoo Coup.
I hate you.
I don't know how real that is. Even me, that sounds kind of fake, but
I hate you so much.
Where can we get Troika?
Troika.
Troika? I don't know how you people say it.
They dispense it at the arcade.
Arcade?
Yeah.
Okay. Pythia is a problem.
Yeah, that was really scary, that video you all sent.
I'm telling you right now, Chutney and Abigail, you need Troika to fight Pythia. Pythia will come here.
Not if we find her first.
Yes, Kamala. We are going to try and find her first, but I need to let everybody else around us know. They need psychic protection if they are not psychic already. We need to arm our friends with everything that they can possibly have. We need lots of Troika.
You know, Troika's really dangerous, right?
We need lots of it.
I don't really know how you're going to get it. I mean, when you go to the arcade, I've done it. Like, you go to the arcade and they make you take it right there.
We were in a coma. We need, how long were we in a coma for?
A couple of days.
You were in there for a semi phase.
Yeah, it was like a week essentially.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
In that time, really could have used some Troika. We need it. We need it to fight Pythia.
Are you okay? Do you need to go see a counselor, Mohan?
We need to fight.
I think what he's saying is he wants an addiction. He doesn't have one yet.
No. What I'm saying is I need power, and that will make me strong. It'll make all of us strong. We need that. We need that to psychically fight.
I saw that you rolled for talking, and I saw that you hid your roll from talking, so I'm just going to say the response from the table is concerned looks.
I don't know why you're looking at me this way. All I'm saying is Astrid is the only one of us who can...
And Kay.
Kay is barely a part of our crew. He's a steering wheel.
Whoa!
Astrid.
Oh, my God.
Astrid.
I immediately tell Kay mentally that Mohan just said that.
I'm going to shit in his dancing. Bed.
Are you fucking drunk, Louise?
In game, yes. Because we're...
Out of game a little bit, too.
We're having a great time.
You're having a better time than the rest of us, I think.
Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time. We need to figure out, A, how to defend ourselves against Pythia, which is going to be the Troika, I believe. I believe that Troika is going to be our ace in the hole.
Mohan, when we're on our max, we don't need any sort of psychic shielding. It already is a shield, so when we're in our mechs, Pythia can't control you guys.
Oh, you guys got mechs?
Oh, yeah.
Are they cool?
Mine's pink.
That is cool.
Chutney.
Is that true?
Kamala.
Yes.
Have you heard of anything about Pythia?
Oh, yeah. Abigail was looking into that after you guys were in a coma. That's what you asked her to do. So... we've been chasing down some leads, and we think we know where maybe she might be going.
Oh.
There was some videos that we saw online and some people who said they saw some things, and, you know, we rubbed some elbows and greased some palms, and we got some information for you. Sometimes we just gave them a little too much alcohol, and people started talking, so...
Works pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
So...
Lots of lubricant involved in getting this information for you all.
What did you find?
I think that we've tracked her down to at least an area, like, on the sector map... I already forgot what it was because it was in the beginning that I lifted up Laura's thing. It's the spot that is where the Astolian Technocracy is in the north. North. M3? In the north. Okay. In the north. Up. Yeah, there you go. So I could have just pointed,
way,
but I...
Way up here?
Yeah, because it's both.
Yeah, they have two spots in the region.
That is close.
Is it?
Yeah, it is pretty close, which is probably, you know, where she went because you said you hurt her pretty bad.
So she is in the Astolian Technocracy. Do you know where in that sector?
Yeah, I think it's a planet called Saradin, but it's kind of hard to track anything once it gets down there because they got big old megastructures around their whole planet. And, you know, it's just like the whole planet's one big building. So it's pretty tough to see what goes on in there.
What's the best way to get in there? Do we need, like, passports? Do we need, like, some sort of kind of identification to get in there?
It's just going to be normal customs stuff. It is a TL5 planet, so you might see some cool shit down there.
How many people are we going to have to bribe with fake squid fridges to get in?
Oh, I don't know that they'll accept a squid fridge's payment.
Shit, okay.
I don't know if we're going to need to do any of that. Pythia is a being that has crash-landed on this place. There's no way that Pythia paid any kind of toll to get into a city. They're going to be somewhere on planet. How can we locate them?
They might have logs of where she entered their atmosphere.
Hey, might be able to just ask. I don't know how dangerous that place is or how normal it is. It's just it's a fancy planet with, you know, the weird scene run it, the Astolians.
Pythia has to be somewhere that's not inhabited. She's not going to be, they're not going to be anywhere near a
city.
I
wonder if there's any point in the megastructure that leaves open a window down to the bottom of the planet. Because it's a big, you know, rotating megastructure around the planet. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's like a window you can sneak through and actually get down to it. I think almost everybody in that place lives up on the megastructure.
There's some kind of air vent.
Or just as the big gyro, maybe an air vent, but maybe as the big gyros go around, there's a gap and you can just slip right in.
Mm. Very poor design.
I don't know. I haven't seen the place. I'm making this up. That could be all wrong.
Kamala, if you could find out what the actual structure of the planet is and if there are any logs of an unidentified flying
object
entering the atmosphere.
UFO has a good ring to it. Maybe they should start using that.
Yeah. Astrid, if you could, Abigail, talk to Astrid more. Mm. About some information. Try to find out if anybody knows anything new about Pythia. Because we already know how her attack pattern is. We need to know if anybody can glean any like weaknesses or if Pythia is part of a larger body. Is it just Pythia operating? I am going to talk to Chutney and try to find out.
Abigail, this is real trippy, yo.
I'm going to try and find out.
They're talking about us right in front of us.
What the best option is for our mechs. As in, like, should we add anything to them or something like that? Because we can customize our mechs, correct? Or no?
Well, I think we'd have to, like, remove things to re...
No. I like what we did with our mechs. I don't want to do anything.
It depends on what sort of like attachments and stuff you have, just like the ship. Like if you don't have enough spots to put things, then you can't have more things.
Kamala, find out if anything is happening with Pythia on that planet. Astrid, find out more about Pythia.
Okay.
I'm going to dance.
All righty. Abigail, why don't we go take a walk and we can see what information we can learn from like patrons at other spots.
Sure, just one sec. I got to get rid of this drunk guy, Luis. He sits at the bar all the time.
I rolled two ones, so I break my knee.
Good.
My left knee is now injured and I am crippled.
Good.
So what Chutney told you is about all that we've figured out. I don't know. I remember when we were back up on the Smigastrick when you guys were in a coma and everything, you were talking with the Spiral Captains.
Oh, Jesus, she scares me.
Yeah, but Spiral Captain Suzune was going to look into trying to find out anything about where the hypostasis went.
Yeah,
and she was going to keep an eye out for Pythia too. We didn't get our information from her, but I bet that she's found something too.
Perhaps, Capitan, who is severely drunk, perhaps we should, Kay and I at least, should go talk to his mothers about what they were going to look into.
Okay.
And then you can do whatever it is you're going to do.
I'm doing captainly things.
Kamala, what were we supposed to talk about?
Kamala was told to look into that specific planet.
Here, I'll help you look where we got the information from our source. You want to open? Let me see your combat here. I'll punch in a website. Oh, sorry, I got fat fingers. You got to back up.
I open up a Word doc.
Yeah,
just type in the address. I'll find it.
That'll be easier. Here, this is where we got it. Right here. Here you go. And he types in everything.
Thank you, Chutney.
Yeah, you look at the Word doc and he's just like typing as if he's talking to you still. And you were specifically asking him about like stuff about Pythia. So like in the ranting that he's doing, he gives you a website to like this, you know, like back page style place where people share, you know, dark web stuff. And it's like, here's some videos of this happening. And also here's like an employee who is like narking on someone on Saradin, and they're like taking videos of their employment office. And you see in there, there's like a brief moment where they've got their like little drone video camera that's hovering with them, and it sees through like a door that's closing, and you see that they have a bunch of stuff that's being worked on back there. And then you hear like a big like crashing sound, and they're like, oh, that's what that right there that you're watching, that's what people are saying was Pythia, because it's if you look at the timestamp on the data, it's about the time that there's this video right here, and it looks like she's approaching that planet. So
I thought you were going to say there was just like a giant Pythia-sized hole in the wall or something.
No, you can't see through the video. The door's closed and the little pen camera. It's all very shaky cam.
Documentary style.
Yeah. You got that, Kamala?
Yes. Thank you, Chutney. Go enjoy your drink.
Yeah, go dance with Mohan.
So I call Kay and say, we got to go talk to your moms.
You can do that, right? Yeah?
No. You're coming with me because she scares me.
I'm elbow deep in all this grease here, just trying to, you know, repair the ship. Oh, no. I dropped a wrench. I'll have to be getting that for a while. Have to take apart some other things.
Abigail, come with me because I cannot go alone. She scares
me. You're not going to go with your crew?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I
don't want to take Drunkie with me.
Maybe you guys just sleep. It seems like you've been through a lot yet again.
True.
That's probably a good idea.
Let's go back to the ship and just have a staff meeting.
Okay.
And a nice crew dinner and a nice sleep.
And maybe a cup of coffee and a cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
Death in the afternoon.
You will be dead in the afternoon if you continue on this track, Mohan.
Burritos.
Anyway, I get us a taxi.
Anyway.
And we go back to the ship.
Wait, we're on the AGF. We don't need a taxi.
It's huge. You can have a taxi.
Okay, we can have
a
taxi.
It's big. We walked here. I don't want to walk back with your ass. My leg is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I just telekinetically pick him up and just float him along behind us so he can't wander off.
Hey, it is late at night in this pirate fleet. I am not walking back with...
Okay, fine. Ma'am, you're the one who did all the pickpocketing.
Yeah.
Therefore...
That's why she's on edge.
Yeah. I stole a lot of shit tonight.
All right, let's go. To get the taxi, let's go.
We're on ship now.
I want to send Captain Radko a quick voice memo. Captain Radko, do you have any recommendations on who would be a good engineer for our ship?
He just sends back a thumbs up, and the cluster captains and the spiral captains are currently in Congress about Mother Doria. I will get that to you ASAP.
Thanks. And then about the trikid, we have to go to the arcade, but then they make us take it there, so we can't take any back.
I don't think that's going to work for us. We need to have Troika on hand in order to deal with Pythia. So we need to find a person who will give it to us. Like, just sell it to us. Just straight up.
Is there a way that Eskaling crew could pilfer some of the Troika that you
is in the
take
mooring?
In the mooring?
If you, we can have like a precog moment from Kay to let them know that maybe they should take some or
sure.
try.
I was also going to say I could, but that probably would have been too late. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't retake the mooring.
Yeah. Could Kay have a precog moment and have that prediction of you guys are going to need to get some of this from the mooring?
Yeah, so he'll use his precog to have sent a text in the past to Eskel as he's leaving that, hey, there is this thing that we're now all concerned about, and it is readily available there.
We need you to get some of it.
Yep.
Okay. KK.
Okay, so now we have our established line of Troika.
If they get it.
Not a reliable line. It's just an amount you're getting.
Okay. Potentially.
Yes.
Or is it like that we are getting it?
I'll say you get it because you used Kay's ability to do it.
Right. So you will have that.
And then we are waiting for Radko and them to figure out about Mother Doria, and then we can get an engineer. And then once our crew is complete, we should head to that planet with Pythia.
Yes.
In the morning, we talk to Kay's moms, find out how Eskel and crew did on their thing, and then presumably at that point, Radko will be done with his thing.
Yeah, when she's available, he'll be available.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Kay's moms.
Well, they'll be available when Radko's available, so.
So we're just chilling the night.
So we can find out how Eskel and them did, and then.
Yeah, you could have a party on one of your
ships.
We
could have our own pizza party.
Pizza.
You could introduce them and have them have their own pizza party for the first time.
I think that'd be fun.
You get a knock on the paradise as Eskel and crew show up with some spear and some spicula from the Spevin 11. Hey, Astrid, open up. I got all the goods.
Yeah. Come on in with your pizza and your spicula over there.
Cool, cool. We got into solidarity. That was our thing.
All right. Nice, guys. I guess bye. See you soon.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding, Eskel. No, come in, please. I was joking.
Man, I didn't know if it was going to be like that, you know, cutthroat.
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. We can still work together?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming. I don't know what kind of restrictions there actually are on Spiral Arms working together, but I'm going to assume since we're siblings, it doesn't matter.
Solidarity is an interesting choice for a cluster or crew. Why? Why solidarity?
We just took the test and that's what it told us.
That's the worst branch.
Ignore him. Did you see any fleshy monsters during your mooring?
It would make a lot of sense that the guy saying solidarity is the worst branch would think that solidarity is the worst branch.
That tracks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The monster?
Yeah, did you see
Yeah,
any
that showed
fleshy?
Up at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah.
We had the little robot guy kick our VR off.
Perfect. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. About that, we did pocket some of it.
Yes.
Not much.
That's okay.
But we did pocket some of it.
Thank you. This could be very helpful, I think.
What are we doing with it? It feels dirty.
Well,
we?
Well,
not we.
You're pinning this on me?
You have it.
No.
Yeah.
Just,
I will give it back to the robot man.
Just
no.
Say it's for the pain. I don't know.
I will take it.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, cool. Take it.
He'll take the bag that it's in and put it in a pocket.
And I take a little bit of it.
Jesus Christ.
You just like. Feel a tiny bit of it is like because they come in these little pills that are appropriately sized for using with VR.
Okay, I'm gonna take the one VR sample. How do I do the system strain stuff?
No,
nothing. If you just use one of these, you're down one, and
okay,
so you just have a good time because they are proportionately made to have a good time.
Don't take it.
It's like
I have to make sure
one
it's good.
Edible.
Yeah, I have to just make sure it's good.
You're just going to get a little high and feel fine.
Yes.
You've only had it once. How do you know how to tell if it's good?
I don't know. That's what I'm figuring out right now.
Captain, we do not have a lot.
Yeah, I got like 4 pills.
This is a limited
supply.
My
dude, I'm pretty sure if they're handing it out at the mooring as part of the mooring, it's probably not like bad. Probably save all the pills we have for a time when we actually need one of you to suddenly have psychic powers.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to keep our 4 and let us figure out how to get more. Mm-hmm. We need to do that. We need to know how to get more of this. We have
You had like the person who was, you know, the drug, I'm not very street smart, the drug dealer essentially of this stuff. She had some on her when they captured her, right?
Yeah, but now she's in jail.
Yeah, and they confiscated it off of her, and then both of them failed in trying to steal it.
Oh, where was she staying on your ship?
Oh. We're idiots.
I did not check the storeroom.
We should probably go check the storeroom.
Kamala.
How much of it do we find?
You have a scanner. Would you mind scanning the room and finding out if there's any illegal substances in our storage room?
Sure.
Hey, only illegal to the actual authorities. Pirates are pirates.
Yes.
Only if you guys continue prepping for the party.
Party?
Yes.
Guys, I'm too short to put up the streamers.
I rolled a 9, so yes, I put up the streamers.
We will help with the streamers and other party favors.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, now I get an 11.
Good. This party is hella good.
It's hella good.
It's a fucking awesome party. All right.
Kamala. What do you find? You're being sneaky, looking for things, places that you would hide things.
I'm definitely checking the ceiling panels and like lifting them up. Also, I feel like there was a cot for her in there and checking all over that.
You did immediately wake her up from when she was using Troika in a VR rig.
Yeah.
And there is just a little pile off to the side.
I gather it into a little baggie.
And you can, as you're like gathering it all up and you find like another little stash hidden in there, you find that you have probably, if we're going off of the size that you're allowed to take, you probably have about 20 pills worth.
And then I come back to the party and I give a thumbs up, but Kamala doesn't say where because we have people here.
Good. We've secured our Troika.
Now to party. Dun, 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 dun.
Party. Perform.
Do I have to perform or can it be something else?
Well, it's a captain versus captain dance off. So Eskel's going to roll.
I can reroll once per scene. Awesome. Okay. That is a 9, 10, 11, 12.
How's a 13 sound?
God damn it.
Can't lose.
Yeah.
Can't win.
He's just got his cool mechanical spidery wheelchair that he uses it and he like literally climbs up the side of a wall and like does a spin and comes down kind of a thing.
That is unfair. I hate you.
Kamala's just drunkenly yelling like, "That's my brother." Yeah.
Kamala is?
Oh. Astrid.
Astrid's drunk and thinks she's Kamala now.
Oh, yes. She's making chicken noises and pretending to have feathers.
Okay, good. We have partied out. Party, party, party.
Party,
Let us rest.
Everyone's just like falling asleep where they were standing. So there's just like people littered across the floor sleeping.
Oh. Yep. I got a 10 on sleep.
10 on sleep too.
I sleep good.
I only go to 7.
Astrid had the spins.
Yeah, Astrid had the spins, puked in the corner once, and then fell it like curled up on her tail, which was not comfortable.
Did Mohan not take an opportunity to hit on Mikan because Eskel kicked his butt in the captain on captain dance off?
I was going to say that Eskel had come only with like one other person. Like it wasn't the whole crew.
It was the whole crew.
I don't want Mikan to look at me not win. I'm going to ignore her presence.
That's a great way to get her to like you.
Because I was like, I did not do well. And so for that reason, I am not alive.
It is the next morning. And Kamala, you wake up very late with everybody else because you slept all very well. The only one who is kind of awake right now is Astrid, who is wide-eyed, staring at the ceiling, still with a little bit of the spins, but at least sober at this point.
I'm using her pillow as a pillow. Using her tail as a pillow.
There you go. And Kamala, you look at your compad, and you have a text from Radko saying that he's got 3 people lined up, and he'll shoot over the specs for them. If you are looking to hire, there are 3 people that are just looking to switch crews.
I send him a thumbs up and then also a shrimp emoji.
Radko doesn't respond. You are left on red.
Yep. And then I go, my head.
Shrimp.
Astrid, you have salsa in your fur.
I can't worry about that right now. It's all I can do to not puke again.
I kick Mohan on the floor.
I feel great, crew. Let's go for round 2.
I'm not gonna do that. No.
I throw an empty bottle at you.
I feel wonderful. I'm gonna rally everybody.
Where's Kay?
I'm gonna talk it into you.
I think we left Kay in the showers.
I rolled a 15 on top.
Did he do the prank? I don't remember.
How come no one turned off the shower after I got in? I'm so pruny.
I go to the bathroom, open the door, and I see Kay just
sopping. He's like extra gooey. Like the tub is covered in his like hair goo.
Oh God!
Because it's so like diluted.
Ready to go meet your parents, Kay? Remember, you said you would help us.
Oh my God, they're gonna hate. Oh, I don't know if I can fix this in time. Help me. Help me.
Rolled help. That's a five.
That is terrible.
Kay just has a like gooey fro at this point. It's not like in the little bundles that it normally is.
Right. Can I heal him to like make his body not be all pruny anymore?
I'm gonna.
You can try.
Yeah,
can
you
try?
Do your thing.
You're just gonna go around.
That's
just
a 10.
There you go. You're just gonna go heal everybody so no one's hungover.
Everybody take one system strain, my friends.
Hey.
God damn it.
Unless you don't want it.
I'm going to lead.
He doesn't need it. He slept well, he said.
Oh, yeah, that's
I slept well, too.
Yeah. All
right.
I don't want system strain.
I'll fucking take system strain. Fuck it. I'm on 5 now.
And you can only get rid of, you can only go down to 2 until you get rid of that STI you got.
You need to, like, not take that system strain. I'm not healing you, so do not take that. Cross it off.
I took it.
Okay, where should we meet your parents?
Maybe we could all get brunch together and ask our questions.
Yeah, that would probably be the best. I need to get some food in me.
Yeah, I think that's a good, that's probably true for all of us.
I'll send her a text.
Okay.
What place we want to meet him at?
Spick Spiner.
Yeah, Spick Spiner. Spooper Speed.
The Spooper Speed.
Yeah, Spooper Speed. I love
Spooper
Speed.
Spooper Speed Spomlet.
Yeah.
For the listeners, there's this diner that we all like to go to, and that's
Vic's Diner.
Vic's Diner.
Yep. And they have a super meat omelet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the joke. Anyway.
It has all the meats.
It's Spick Spiner, Spooper Speed.
No, we gotta stop putting the SP in front of words that end in ick.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
Spictor's
Diner.
Spick's.
Diner is not like a copyrighted word, so Spictor's
Victor's
Diner.
Victor's Spiner.
Yeah.
Victor's Spine. Jesus Christ. Breakfast joint of choice.
Yes. We go to breakfast.
And you see that she is already there, and she is sitting in a spot in the back corner and already has like a few different cups in front of her. And what do you guys all sit down, and she has a few like little holo pads that she brings out and is like, okay, everybody, I have found some information digging through the logs on the hypostasis. And I've also confirmed with your pal Chutney that what he's found about Pythia making its way to Ceridin is very likely true. One of the things that I found in the logs of the hypostasis, because they did end up trading a little bit of their wares from when they found the planet known as Nadrak to some of the other people within the Ingenuity Spiral branch. We have at least a partial symbol of something that came off of a piece of metal. We don't know what it was or where it was from. It's just a little scrap, but it has some sort of indication on it. And she pulls up a hologram, and it is a scrap of metal that has some sort of ship insignia that is not like, it doesn't look like it belongs to the AGF, so it's not like part of the hypostasis. It was something that was supposedly found on a Drac. You can see like even in the like picture, because whoever got it just kind of like bought it and put it on a case like expecting it to be worth something is what it looked like. So they like didn't dust it off. It has like all the patina. You can see like scraps of sand and stuff like embedded in this metal. And I don't remember who has it, but someone took note of what an insignia looked like back on Undernot. When you looked at all of the stuff that Undernot was storing in the spot when you freed all the kids, there was a room made of that had a whole bunch of artifacts from Nadrak on it. And there was one that was part of a ship that had a logo that you copied.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar. it was me.
You're the note taker.
So, Astrid, you recognize this as another piece of that insignia that you found in Undernot when you were looking through all the rooms trying to buy time before you went to free the kids.
Mm-hmm. It has an insignia from Nadrak that is part of the stuff that was there when Undernot picked us up. So either this is somehow related to how we all got here, or the Terrans would be my thought.
We also need to, like, then if we've seen this symbol more than once, we need to figure out the origin of it.
I know what the whole symbol looks like, not just this little piece of it.
You essentially have, like, two different pieces of the same chunk of metal here.
Okay. So I know what, like, part of the symbol is then.
You can put together what the majority of the symbol looks like with the exception of, you know, wear and tear and breaks and all of that stuff.
Okay. Spyro Captain Suzune, can you think of any way we could find out if this particular symbol, like, altogether means anything? Or, like, do you recognize it?
I don't recognize it. No, I only had part of it, and you just showed me another part, and it does look like it fits together. Mm. I'm assuming that Kamala would be pretty good at researching, hacking, finding database things.
My other thought is Doria might recognize it, since she's the one who's so obsessed with this Terran everything.
Well, she's in jail.
She's also quite tired after yesterday, so we leave her alone.
Kamala, do your thing.
Kamala's mouth is full of food. She's like, okay.
Good.
Kamala has not spoken at all during the whole conversation because she's been shoveling food into her mouth.
Yes. Okay, so I'm just going to do like a reverse Google image search for this.
There you go.
Nine. That's a 12.
All right, complete success. You find that it is the crest of the logo of a corporation that has gone under in the last 10 years, and it used to belong to a weird scene named Jack Black.
What the fuck?
Why?
Because he was in the prequel, and you guys named him that.
Did we?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course you
did. Let's go. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go there.
So it is a large financial company that has no business having any sort of metal. Like, it doesn't have ships as you're, like, looking into it. It's not a cargo thing. It's not, they don't do freight anything. They don't ship things. They don't travel. They are a financial business that for some reason 10 years ago was completely sunk. And they were located on Saradin.
Okay, so we can definitely kill two birds with one stone on Saradin. Look for Pythia and look into this creepy organization.
Suzune, did you find out anything else about the hypostasis or Pythia?
Well, I just found out that what Chutney had brought to you, because I asked around and he was very willing to give up some of this information, that it seems that his videos check out and it corroborates with some of the information that we've seen of others reporting potential sightings of a mech going through space that shouldn't be possible. I haven't been able to come in contact with them. I actually did try to reach out to their old captain and haven't heard anything back.
Okay, thank you. Goes back to eating.
Okay, so then I believe that what we need to do right now is go to... What was the name of the planet?
Saradin.
We need to go to Saradin. We need to investigate Pythia's connection with Jack Black.
You guys fucking did that.
We
shit.
Really fucked it up. We need to investigate.
I think his name was actually like Jason Black or something like that. And then you guys were just like, it's Jack Black now.
We
need to figure out how Jack Black connects to Pythia. At this planet. Let's refuel. Let's get our engineer.
Radko has three options for us, but...
Oh, awesome. We should interview soon.
Yes.
I was pretty hungover, but I think I got the point across to send them to our ship so we can interview them.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So that's what we need to do. We now know where we're going after this.
Thank you, Suzune, for taking this meeting with us on such short notice.
Yes, thank
you. I will take any opportunity I can have to get myself a Spooper Smeet Spomlet.
A Spooper Smeet.
It's like the only thing on the menu is the Super Meat.
It's just all variations of the Super Meat.
Just with different kinds of meat in each
There's
one.
Just too many meats in space, so they do have to divvy it up to like six meats per omelet.
Yeah.
Has Kay said anything throughout the entire meal?
Or he's just eaten.
Just head down.
Yeah. Not head down, but proper.
He's so afraid of his own parent. It's so funny.
He just knows that she's important. And he's like, I don't want to waste any of my very important mother's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
We're more than willing to waste her time for him, so it's fine.
So mother's gone. Let's go back to the ship and let's interview.
Okay, and for the sake of time, you are interviewing and you settle on one chap that is, he's kind of burly and he is very, he's a yes man. He's very much a yes man. He's a Naloyan. So he just kind of looks like, he kind of looks like a rock. Like he's just bulbous. They are silicate based beings. And speaking of his bulbousness, you don't know whether or not this is a nickname or his real name, but he only goes by Bulby.
I hate you.
Is he pink?
Sure, he can be a pink Naloyan. He is a rotund fellow who actually seemed... You guys picked him because, like Abigail had said, the other two were very sad engineers, and you could tell. And this guy seemed pretty chipper.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, they did QA stuff, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. So Bulby's ready to perform.
Stop.
Bulby is ready. Anything else you guys want to do before we, you know, take off to Saradin?
Kiss my girlfriend goodbye.
I also want to kiss her girlfriend goodbye.
No.
I'm not letting you do that.
Thank you.
I rolled a two.
Yeah. Your advances were not impressive.
I'm going to kiss Chutney goodbye.
All right.
I rolled a 17. That was...
And we fly off. And that's where we're going to end the session as you head to Saradin to confront Pythia.
We have our mech suits, we have our engineers, we have a full crew, and we have our equipment. I think that we're prepared to tackle Pythia.
And drugs.
At least drugs.
You've got
as
drugs.
We'll ever be,
we're as prepared as we can be. I am very confident. I don't feel worried about going to see Pythia.
There's also at this point nothing else that you guys actually need to know about anything.
Yep.
Right.
We have basically, we're going into the fight with Pythia, and
we're praying.
We're pretty much wrapping up everything but the final conflict, which you will learn about after that point.
Oh, yeah. God.
I feel really confident right now, narrative-wise, storyline-wise. I feel very confident going into this next episode.
And I hope there will never be another info dump episode again.
Yeah. Well, the next episode is definitely going to be like mostly like exploration and action.
Next episode is going to be intense.
Next episode, the next two episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to need to design a good old fashioned dungeon crawl.
Oh, yep.
Because this is going to be a lot.
We have the guns and the weapons and the armor. We got to use them.
Yeah. You guys got to be ready for like two full games of combat. So get ready for that.
I am like super stoked for that.
I know, I'm pretty excited to use my mech and hurt things.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. Like I am ready to roll my dice a million times. I want to fight.
Anyways, thank you all for listening. You can find us at halfwitpodcast.com. Thank you to Wobit for the use of our theme song, Into
Another
the Portal.
Oh.
No.
That's the other podcast. And thank you to Kevin McLeod for the use of our ending theme, On the Shore.
Yeah.
join our Discord. We have a few more people that have joined.
Yes.
Yay! Ooh.
Thanks.
They immediately came in and talked about how the Daniel Radcliffe movie was amazing on Weird Al. Yeah.
Join the Discord.
Join our Discord.
Join our Patreon.
We don't have one of those.
We have a Ko-Fi.
Join our OnlyFans.
Nope, not
we
that
We have many of those. One for each of us.
Mm.
Okay, bye.
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 Feet pictures.
Trying to moisten that chip so it doesn't crunch. Yeah. I can still hear that, too.
Oh, my God. How often do you hear him rubbing his mustache on the microphone?
It's constant.
Does it make noise?
Yeah!
You dumbass!
Feels good, though.
It's ASMR.
So, you guys selling anything other than booze and information up in this joint?
What?
Just booze and information?
Yes.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Jonathan is confused. What are you doing?
Oh, Kylie immediately assumed that they were selling Troika, and that's why their bar was so much more popular than the other ones.
Oh.
You think they're drug running?
I don't know.
I didn't
know.
Why would you assume
that? That was a
I
leap.
Don't know.
Yeah, that was a very big jump.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I appreciate the... I appreciate the in-fiction dive that you just did, but Mike, warn a man.
All right, so we can remove that part then.
Sure.
All right, so we walk into the bar.